It's October 20th, 2024. It's about quarter one in the afternoon. Once again, that's October 20th, 24, about quarter of one in the afternoon. I just want to take some quick notes. I had been reviewing some notes I had taken years ago while out of town, up north, visiting friends and family and kind of doing some research. And the notes were primarily about the concept of a mechanism. I guess that's the best way I could approach it. And of all the aspects of the notes, the concept that I'd made, the notes of the concepts that I was exploring, there was one that I started to make some written notes about it, but it hadn't quite germinated enough yet. So I did put in there about mechanism, but I didn't go much further because I was just starting to first kind of focus in and trying to hone the words that I was trying to formulate to capture the concepts that I wanted to share. And so these notes are a result, this audio note is a result of doing some of that further exploration and development of the concepts. And the thing that I wanted to mention here is this aspect of the mechanism that I want to make notes about is it's a self-proofing mechanism. So what I pretty much mean by that is, so going way back into the early concepts that I explored about creation, I thought, so if I was in a position where my goal was to create the perfect system, part of that creation would be the perfect test. So in other words, it would be the proof, the proofing of the system by a stress test, by testing and therefore proofing that it was the perfect system. Now, at the human level, of course, we don't think, I at least myself personally, I don't think in perfect terms. But with infinite knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, and with infinite potential, with infinite capacity to express and create anything or any possible state, I would think that the goal would be to create the perfect system. Again, from a human frame of reference, it's kind of hard to truly grasp that. But that was the concepts that I was exploring at the time. And one of the things that made me think about was the biblical parable about the tree of life and the tree of knowledge, and knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. The thing about the tree of knowledge is it can be used, knowledge can be used to the benefit or the detriment of existence. And in the human frame of reference, knowledge can be used to the benefit or detriment of humanity. And years later, in making notes, in fact, I think it was a note that a little presentation I was developing about democracy, I made a note in the development of that presentation about how, as humans, or human beings, humanity at large, as our capacity to destroy increases, our inclination to destroy must decrease if we are to survive and to thrive. And so with that knowledge comes greater and greater capacity to make use of the knowledge to destroy. And so if the wisdom and the understanding of our chain of custody of the human condition and our host, if those factors don't play a large enough role, then the knowledge to destroy can overwhelm the system. And again, the conflict of forces in my material, the way I've expressed this is, the conflict of forces is between sustainability and extinction, and it's a chain of custody, and this is our watch. So as we expand our knowledge of the universe, if we don't increase our understanding and our wisdom of what can be gained and what can be lost through that knowledge, then in some respects it becomes a self-proofing mechanism. And in line with that, it took me back to something I read years ago about the word effect in an old 1950s dictionary about, if you change the course of thought, then you change the course of events. Now, that wasn't the quote from the dictionary, but that's what the quote was driving at. It's about changing the course of thought. And if you can change the course of thought, then you impact, you affect the course of events. And so, to me, this part, so there's kind of two parts that I've identified as the primary, I guess, binary complements to this self-proofing mechanism. The one is the tree of knowledge, the capacity to destroy as opposed to the inclination to continue to be destructive. So that would be the first self-proofing mechanism, or part of the mechanism. The second part was to me about the tuned cavity. And what I mean by that is, I look at the human vessel as a tuned cavity that's intended to resonate with divine guidance. And if it's well implemented, then individuals, when they hear truth, I've got it in my notes somewhere, that only the light of truth can cast a shadow of doubt. So when they hear truth, they hear the ring of truth. And that ring of truth, the way I approach that is, that ring of truth resonates within them. And that's that divine resonant cavity being attuned to that divine guidance. And if it's tuned, if it's well tuned, then within individuals, at some level, we could reach a point that it rings true and resonates with enough individuals that humanity as a whole reaches a threshold of what I term safe margins. And just a wag, a wild-ass guess of the percentage, I just called it 64%. And I base that partly on the democratic system of individuals who vote to elect their leaders and their representatives. So in doing that, a simple majority to me just wouldn't suffice because of things like gerrymandering, where districts are drawn in order to favor one party or another. So therefore, one tribe or another, one team or another, and therefore the values, the vision and the values that that team, so basically the competing ideologies that each team support, uphold and support. So again, this is the second aspect of that self-proofing mechanism, where if the animal nature and the vessel that is part of the design of that animal nature, if it's tuned well enough, if it's well enough designed, then this ring of truth, this divine guidance, this resonates, will ring true with enough individuals that they'll be guided by that divine guidance. If not, if either of these two self-proofing mechanisms, either of these binary complementary self-proofing parts of this mechanism fail to pass, then ultimately the system collapses. And that goes back to the conflict of forces between sustainability versus extinction. If either of these self-proofing mechanism components fail the self-proofing test, then the result is extinction. So, I mean, I think the secondary function of divine resonance, of that divine, of the guidance, divine guidance and the resonance within the species, if that fails, then that kind of writes the future or determines the future, projects the future of the first, meaning the species continues to be more destructive. It takes that second part of the mechanism to course correct the first part and steer the ship away from destruction and towards sustainability. Yeah, so I think that's the fundamentals of what I wanted to capture in the notes. I mean, this was my first attempt at actually writing it out, and I'm glancing at the notes in order to make this audio note. I may be able to do something a little more refined later, but I wanted to capture it for now. Anyway, that's it. Signing off.